This is Dr. Dave dictating a consultation on Bruce, B-R-U-C-E, first name Christopher, C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R, last name Bruce, B-R-U-C-E. His date of birth is 1-1-1960. New paragraph, patient seen for Dr. Courtney Barton, B-A-R-T-O-N, M-D. New paragraph, dear Dr. Barton, thank you for this referral. This 62-year-old African-American male comes here for evaluation today. He quit smoking 2 weeks ago. He used to smoke one pack per day for 40 years. Alcohol moderately, used to be heavy in the past. The patient denied any drug allergies. He is here because his recent blood test showed elevated proteins, and a CT scan of the chest showed multiple lytic lesion throughout the skeletal, lots in the ribs and spine, everything suggestive of multiple myeloma. He also has some cardiomegaly and enlarged pulmonary artery, possibly pulmonary hypertension. Past medical history, patient has history of diabetes for last 10 years. He is on metformin. Patient also has history of high blood pressure. He is on carvedilol, lisinopril, and hydralazine, as well as amlodipine. And for hyperlipidemia, he is on simvastatin. New paragraph, review of system. Patient complained of chest and rib pain for last month and half or so, and back pain for last two weeks. So a chest X-ray and subsequently CT scan was done, which was highly suggestive of multiple myeloma. New paragraph, physical exam. This is 62-year-old male. He smokes one pack per day. 62-year-old male, 5 feet 5 inch tall, weighing 206, blood pressure 147 or 65. His normochaephilic IgNT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, abundance of bowel sounds active, extremities no edema. New paragraph, diagnosis. Diagnosis 1. Most likely multiple myeloma. Diagnosis 2, significant bone disease with back pain and lytic lesion in the ribs. Diagnosis 3, diabetes mellitus. Diagnosis 4, hypertension and hypertensive cardiovascular disease. New paragraph recommendations. We'll go ahead and draw some blood for serum and immunoelectrophoresis, check IgG level, and also check beta 2 microglobulin. Once available, we could make further recommendation. At some point, we might consider bone marrow aspirate biopsy as well as skeletal survey. New paragraph. Thank you. This is a consultation on Bruce Christopher. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Barton. Thank you.